Administrators at a Salt Lake City charter school are welcoming a new homeless shelter to the neighborhood. This comes as other city residents worry about how the four planned centers might affect property values and safety. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake Arts Academy at 844 South and 200 East is a quintessential urban middle school. A lot of students here walk or take public transportation to school, the public library, and the Liberty Wells Rec Center for PE. It's something Principal Amy Wadsworth is proud of.
We're part of the downtown. We teach our kids to take buses, take the train, to navigate their city, and part of being in their city is working with all populations.
The neighborhood is home to Palmer Court, which provides housing for the chronically homeless. There are also three drug and alcohol rehabilitation centers. But Wadsworth says those services don't cause problems for her school or her kids. She's more worried about the people who aren't getting services, a population that seems to be growing.
Some of the locations where we have gone, like Topher Park, which is about a block and a half away, this year has set up like a camp, a homeless camp. And so we don't play there anymore.
Wadsworth says a new shelter resource center at 131 East, 700 South, will give those people the support they need. City Councilman Derek Kitchen received a threatening email last month from a resident over one of the chosen locations. But Wadsworth says she's hoping the city can avoid the overcrowding, queuing, and drug deals that occur outside the existing shelter on 210 Rio Grande Street.
What we want to be involved in is making sure that there's a commitment in the design of this program and a commitment of funding.
City Council members say the locations for the new shelters are final, but the public can provide input at a series of community workshops and community council meetings scheduled this month. Whitney Evans, KUER News.